This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, we're teaching about how to turn stress into rest.
How many of you know that God intends for us to enjoy our lives? Did you know that? God didn't intend for us to live in misery. That's not why He created us. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and have it how? More abundantly." We're supposed to enjoy our lives. But the area that we want to talk about today is one that if we don't understand how to deal with it, guess what? We will not enjoy life. One of the things that all of us has to deal with is a word called stress. A word called stress. Where you're going through something in your life, circumstances and situations that are putting you under pressure, and you don't know how to deal with the situation. You don't know how to control it. And guess what? Those are not enjoyable times, are they? Today, we want to look at three facts from the Word of God about stress. Three facts that will help us to understand how to deal with it in our lives. Go over to James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Look at it. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. The first thing we learn is that stress is unavoidable, even in the life of a Christian. There will never be a time in your life until Jesus comes or until you go to Him when you don't have to deal with stress. Now, in order to understand that, we need to understand what we're talking about when we talk about stress. So let me give you a definition. This is the Pastor Franklin definition of stress. Listen up. Stress is negative pressure applied to your emotions because of perceived adverse or threatening circumstances. Negative pressure applied to your emotions because of perceived adverse or threatening circumstances. Understand, we are emotional creatures. Amen? How many of you would admit you are an emotional person? Amen. God gave us emotions. Emotions are where we live. Emotions are the way we experience life. Do we understand that we can go through the same experience, but if we have a different emotional reaction to that experience, we will experience that thing one way based upon our emotions and another way if we have different emotions? Take an example. Suppose there was a knock on your door, 11 o'clock at night. You open the door. Now, for a lot of you, that would take a lot of courage right then, 11 o'clock at night, opening your door. Amen. But you open the door, and there are two policemen standing there. And they say, "Are you so-and-so?" And you say, "Well, yeah, I am." Now, how many of you would be feeling under stress about that time? Let me ask this. How many of you would be saying, "How did they find out?" Yeah, that's a stressful situation, isn't it? But think about this. Suppose that an hour earlier at 10 o'clock, you got a phone call. This is the police station. Somebody found a wallet, has your driver's license and some money in it. We're going to send a squad car around to bring it to you. And then that knock comes on your door at 11 o'clock and there are two policemen out there. Would you be feeling stress? No, what? You'd be feeling joy, wouldn't you? You'd be, hallelujah, thank you for the police, amen. Some of you never said that in your lives, but hallelujah, thank you for the police. Now understand, what's different about that? It's your emotional reaction to that situation. Situation is the same. Two policemen standing at your front door, but you have a different emotional reaction. In one situation, you are under stress. In the other situation, you experience joy. So understand, stress does not have to do with the circumstance that you're in. It has to do with the way you react and respond to that circumstance. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. I want to focus on that word trials for a moment. The Greek word that is translated as trials in this passage means exactly, it is exactly the same word that is translated as temptations. Trials or temptations. Same word. When you are put into a trying situation where there is pressure upon you, the devil begins to apply pressure to you in order to get you to begin to act in an ungodly way. And when you have pressure on you to act in an ungodly way, what do we call that? Temptation. Isn't that right? So when you go through a trial, what's the devil trying to do? Put you under pressure to act in an ungodly way. He's bringing temptation into your life. And so the key word here is pressure. Remember, we said stress is emotional pressure, negative emotional pressure. So in this passage, when it talks about going through trials, what it's really talking about is going through stress. Now look at this. Look at that verse again. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Did you notice that word? It didn't say if. It didn't say possibly. What did it say? When? What does that mean?
It's coming.
Be prepared for it. You are going to have trials in your life that put you under pressure, that put you under stress. Being a good Christian will not take away the stress that you have. In fact, look at this. Look at that verse again. It says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. How many of you have fallen physically, say in the last year? You tripped and fell, something like that. How many of you have done that? Okay, almost everybody. Now, did you try to do that? What happened? You were walking along, maybe it was dark, and you tripped and you fell. What that word falling indicates is it wasn't necessarily your fault. Amen? It may be your fault because sometimes we bring it on ourselves. Isn't that right? Not even sometimes, maybe most of the time. But it doesn't have to be that way. Even if you are the best Christian in town, even if you are walking with the Lord every day, even if you are right on top of your spiritual game, guess what? You will still fall into stressful situations. That's what the word is telling us. We need to know that it's coming. Catch this. The more you grow and mature as a Christian, the more you begin to step out to serve God and let Him use you to accomplish His work in the world, the more the devil is going to put you under pressure, the more he's going to try to bring stress into your life. Let me ask you a question. Who would you say is the one person in history who was subjected to more stress in his life than anybody else in the history of the world? Let me give you a hint. There's a movie about this person out right now. Who would you say that person was? Jesus himself. Go over to Luke chapter 22. Look at verse 44. Luke 22, 44. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. You want to talk about being under stress? It says he was in agony. That doesn't mean physical agony. They hadn't touched him yet. No, what? It was emotional agony. because not only was he God, but what? He was man. Amen? Do you understand that Jesus was not looking forward to going to the cross? The only thing that drew him to that cross was the love that God had for who? For you and for me. Amen? He went to that cross not because he wanted to, not because it was going to be pleasant, but because it was necessary if we were going to be lifted out of darkness into light, set free from bondage, and given an opportunity to enter heaven instead of hell. That's what he did. And it was pressure. It was stress. Now, you say, well, okay, I understand that. That was Jesus. I mean, after all, he came to die for us. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to necessarily have stress in my life as a Christian. Let's take somebody else. Let's look at Paul. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Look at the Apostle Paul's testimony about himself. 2 Corinthians 11, 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in depths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Now, this was the man who wrote most of the letters in the New Testament, whom the Holy Spirit used. Amen? Now, if he is under that kind of stress, what makes us think that we're going to escape? We need to know that the closer we get to God in our walk with him, the more pressure the devil is going to try to put on us, the more environmental stress we're going to have to learn to deal with. So the first thing, the number one thing we need to know is that stress is unavoidable in our lives. Now, you may not have wanted to hear that, but let me see if I can surprise you with the second thing we need to know. Not only is stress unavoidable in your life, it's necessary. Let's look at these verses again in James chapter 1. James 1, 2 through 4. By the way, you might want to put a bookmark there. Amen. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. That word perfect means fully mature. It means growing up in Christ, becoming what he intends us to be. And so the Bible is saying we need to know that when we go through trials, our faith is being tested, and that passing the test of faith is going to produce patience in us, and that patience will cause us to be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In other words, catch it. When we say we are determined to develop, what does that mean? We are determined to become perfect. Amen. Mature in Christ. And catch what the scripture is telling us. In order for us to become mature, we must go through those stressful situations, because that's where patience comes from. It is when we handle the stress right. When it talks about the testing of your faith, that Greek word means to test something and approve it, to show that it's genuine. And so what God is saying to us is he's going to allow us to go through stressful situations, through trials, not so that we will fail, but what? So we'll come through like pure gold. Amen? That's God's purpose for us. That's his intention for us. And God is letting us know that stress is necessary in our lives because, catch it, y'all, we talk a lot here at Covenant Community Church about coming out of our comfort zone. Because left to ourselves, we will stay in our comfort zone. Amen? And as long as we stay in our comfort zone, we will never grow. I have to tell y'all something. I have a beautiful wife. But I have to tell you, she has caused a lot of stress in my life. She has caused a lot of stress in my life. In fact, I have to tell you, y'all, I married a stress agent. I did. Amen. Now, in case you think that's some deep confession of our personal business, let me tell you, if you are married at all, you are married to a stress agent. Isn't that right? Will I get any amen on that one, y'all? Amen. She has been a stress agent in my life. I was single a long time. Happy as a single. Amen. Had my ways as a single. Had my routine. Had my own space. Didn't have to worry about anybody. I come home, do what I want to do. Come and go when I want to come. And then I get married.
And guess what? She's got opinions on everything I do. And there are some things about the way I was she didn't like. And she let me know, I don't like that. Guess what? That was stress. That was stress. Would I be telling y'all any secret if I let you know that as we began our marriage, we had a few battles along the way? Stress agent. Amen. But you see, you know what I know? She was a stress agent in my life, but guess what? I was a stress agent in her life. Amen. That's the way it works. And understand, that's part of God's plan, because catch it. I am nowhere near finished. But I am a better man today than I was when she married me because of the impact of the stress she's brought in my life. Because that stress motivated me to change. I'd still be my old happy single self. Hallelujah. But because she's in my life now, and now she wants things done a certain way and want me to be a certain way in certain areas, I had to confront the issue of change in my life. If there had not been any stress, I would never have changed in those areas of my life. That's why God says, when you are facing stressful situations in life, instead of moaning, groaning and complaining. MGC, amen. Instead of moaning, groaning and complaining, you can count it all joy. Because what you know is that God is working through that stress to bring about change in your life that would not otherwise occur. When I played football, I hated August practices. Tennessee, y'all, and understand, Tennessee, in August, not only is it hot, it's humid. I did not want to be out there. It was stress to have to get out there. In our facility, you not just didn't run around the track. They had a hill. You had to run up the hill, down the hill, up the hill, down the hill. Sun is beating down, up the hill, down the hill. Helmet on your head, sweat pouring out of you, up the hill, down the hill, until they were satisfied. Now, left to myself, I never would have gone anywhere near that hill. Amen. But what was going on? They were putting me under stress in August so that in September and in October, I could be victorious in the games we were going to play. Amen? See, that's what God is doing. He allows us to go through stressful situations that are not pleasant. But the purpose is to cause changes in our lives that will prepare us to be victorious. It says that our faith is being tested in order to show itself genuine. And that's what God is doing. Understand, the greatest times of spiritual growth that you are going to experience in your life are not going to happen when things are easy. It's comfortable when things are easy. Amen? We like it when things are easy, but that is not when you grow. The times that you are going to grow in your life, catch it. Number one, you are having to deal with stress. You are in a situation you don't like. It is putting you under pressure. And that pressure is on bringing a negative impact on your emotions if you allow that to happen. That is not a pleasant situation. But God allows it. God purposes it for our lives. Why? Because that's when we grow. But the only way, catch this now, the only way that we benefit by going through those stressful situations is if we handle them right. How many of you suffered in your life before you became a Christian? You had suffering in your life. Amen. You know what the tragic thing is? For most of us as a non-Christian, we go through all the suffering and pain in our lives that everybody else goes through. And in fact, because we are not godly, we go through some more. Amen. Because we do bring it on ourselves. And because we don't know how to handle it right, it doesn't even do us any good. God's purpose is, yes, you got to go through some stuff. You got to run up some hills in the hot August sun. But if you handle it right, the result is victory. So be careful what you pray for. We're talking about being determined to develop. Well, understand, when you pray to God and ask God to develop you in your spiritual life, you know what you're asking for? God, send me through some more stress. Amen? But you know what the wonderful thing is? He has promised that he will never let it get more than you can handle. That brings us to the third thing. Here's the good news. You will have stress, but you never need to be stressed out. You will have stress, but you do not need to be stressed out. My brethren, James 1, 2 through 4 again, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Count it all joy. When you are experiencing stress, God says that you can have joy. Now, isn't that odd? Isn't that odd? God is saying you can be stressed without being stressed out. Let me get my chair here again. Many of you know that my background is in engineering. And so in engineering, you study physics, you study math. You may know that stress is a technical term in physics. When I sit in this chair, I am applying stress to this chair. And in fact, I could get out my calculator. Now, let me say it this way. There was a time in my life when I could get out my calculator, write out the formulas for stress, and tell you what the stress is on every part of this chair. Because the physics definition of stress is a force that tends to deform an object. It tends to deform the object that it is applied to. That's why we had the saying, I don't know if we say it anymore, we said, don't get bent out of shape. What are we saying? Don't let the stress get to you. Don't let the stress deform you into something you ought not to be. Amen? But see, that's the physics definition of stress. There's stress on every leg of this chair. But catch it. The chair is being stressed, but it is not stressed. Do you catch it? This chair is being stressed, but it is not stressed. Why? Because it can handle it. Hallelujah. Now, if I was sitting in one of those little chairs you're sitting in, I would not be quite so positive about that statement. Hey? But you see, this chair can handle the stress. And what God is telling us is, yes, we will have to deal with stress. Stress is going to be in our environment. Our enemy is going to make sure that we have to face stressful situations that will test our faith. But you can be stressed without being stressed out. Hallelujah. You don't have to be stressed out. And that's what this word is telling us here. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Remember the definition that we gave of stress before? It is negative pressure on our emotions due to perceived adverse or threatening circumstances. The key word there is perceived. The way you perceive the circumstances that you are dealing with will determine whether you are stressed or stressed out. Here's the secret. Go over to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. We talked about the stress that Jesus was under as he went toward the cross. What carried him through? Here it is. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. He was able to endure the cross. How? Looking toward the joy that was set before him. He kept his eye not on the issue, not on what he was going through, but on what the result was going to be. If you can look beyond the situation you're going through, look beyond the current stress to the fact that God is at work to bring you through and to do something good in your life, you'll make it through your stress. You can have rest in the midst of your stress.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Dairy Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Dairy or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.